A deadline for protesters in Tibet to turn themselves in has arrived, and the government has promised to give justice to those who do not comply. The governor of Tibet has admitted 16 innocent people have died in the protests, which began last week. However, Tibetan exile groups claim the death toll could be as many as 80 people. Charles Collins has this report.
China claims that Tibetan protesters are behind the violence in Tibet, which spread to surrounding provinces on Monday. Police battled ethnic Tibetans in Gansu, Sichuan, and Qinghai. The governor of Tibet, Champa Puntsak, denounced the anti-Chinese protesters in Lhasa as criminals and vowed to bring those who did not turn themselves in to justice. He said China is defending its national unity.
They describe our handling of the violence that harms people's life, security and social order as a crackdown on peaceful protests. It's groundless. No democratic country in the world will tolerate this kind of crime.
Protesters have also surrounded Chinese embassies and consulates around the world, and some of the demonstrations have turned violent. 25 people were arrested in Germany after trying to break into the Chinese consulate in Munich. In Rome, one demonstrator at the Chinese embassy said Tibetans are just seeking to have their human rights respected.
We are asking the Chinese government, please stop the killing in Tibet, and please go back to China. And we need freedom. And we need human rights.
News organizations are having a hard time getting accurate information on the situation in Tibet. The government and Tibetan exile groups are issuing contradictory statements, and foreigners in the province are being asked to leave. And no foreign journalists are being allowed in. I'm Charles Collins.